It can happen from a direct contact to the head. In the case of football, that can typically happen from a helmet-to-helmet collision. It can also happen from falls to the ground where the kid hits their head against the ground. But usually it's going to be some type of collision, but it doesn't have to be. Even a hard hit where the head gets snapped back and moved violently in a different direction can actually cause a concussion. Actually, it is very similar to the protocol that the NFL follows. First step, of course, is a removal from competition that day. If a concussion has been suspected, they should not be returned to activity that day and need to be properly evaluated. The general protocol involves rest until all their symptoms have resolved. Once those symptoms have resolved, if available, concussion computer testing is done to check how well the brain is working compared to a baseline functioning. Most of our high schools in the area luckily have some of that capability to do the computer testing, and so that is utilized when it's available. And once the athlete has returned to their baseline functioning, according to the computer testing, in addition to being asymptomatic, then they begin a gradual return to play. Usually it's done over a four-day process where they gradually integrate some activity, work in some contact gradually, and if there's no setbacks or symptoms that come back, then we can clear them back to play. But it's very similar to the graded progression protocol that the NFL and others follow.